Morning, Bear Nation. I'm Bear with BearandPennant.com. This morning, we're going to do the brief. Hello to everybody in the chat. Let me go ahead and pull this up on my telephone. Working from the home today, and I am less technologically advanced at the house than I am at the office or the studio. And I'm not a Luddite, but I'm not Mr. Super Fancy NSA spy gear either. So the infrastructure has been uncooperative this morning. Good morning to Hudson Valley Prepping and Survival. It appears we've gotten to the bottom of the We're All Gonna Die Wednesday controversy. Never tried to steal your thunder. I believe I've been using the phrase "We're All Gonna Die Wednesday" since we started doing the threat matrix whiteboard shortly after COVID started. That being said, I have no issue if you want to use that phrase as well. Totally cool with it. But to all the folks who have said that I've ripped you off, I apologize, but I don't believe that I did, sir. So that being said, we're going to do the brief this morning. Super quick, refugemedical.com has potassium iodide in stock. When I say in stock, that means it's under our roof. I would literally go right now and get it because every time we bring it in stock, it lasts an hour. It has sold out twice in the last 48 hours just from mentioning it on Patreon. So if you want some, go get some. Promo code's Bear Nation. Roger that. Okay. Words is all we're sweating this morning. That's right, Gray Mouse. That's it. That's the brief. We hammered it out between me and Hudson Valley Prepping and Survival. It's all good. I appreciate the invite to your We're All Gonna Die Wednesday. Unfortunately, I can't do it today on short notice. You know, perhaps in the future, email me, admin@BearIndependent. We'll set it up. Sounds good. Beard is looking good. Thanks, Jason. I did it just for you. I appreciate that. All right. Let's look at the brief. If you're new here, you know what to do. Subscribe, ring the little bell icon. If you're not new here, you definitely know what to do. Share the show with somebody you love. All right. All right. Bear Independent Brief, 22 March 23. As if any of this is news to any of us, but we're going to dive a little bit deeper with my analysis and opinion on some of this stuff. Tension between the United States and China is influencing foreign policy worldwide. Saudi Arabia, in a deal brokered by China, has reestablished diplomatic ties with Iran after years of hostility. This comes after the U.S.-Iran nuclear talks have failed, demonstrating America's slipping position in the Middle East. China's foreign ministry spokesperson said that the country, quote, pursues no selfish interest whatsoever in the Middle East. I would disagree. See, China's trying to play this altruistic model out. Oh, we're just here for the global good. Are you? That's very curious because I'm pretty damn certain, good morning, the Iridium Group, pretty damn certain that China is the largest importer of energy in the world, and Saudi Arabia and the Middle East is the largest exporter or one of the largest exporters of energy in the world. Also, pretty damn certain that China is the number one importer of fertilizers in the world, many of which are derived from oil and natural gas. Also, China has a very quiet but growing louder internal revolt on its hands, is economically speaking super weak. Although there's a lot of talks right now, and people be flipping out about this, of the U.S. continuing to lose its reserve currency status globally, with bankers in the United States and investors in the United States looking at China and China's air quote bank stability as possibly being a repository for funds, given the volatility that we're seeing here in the United States banking system. But here's the thing, just like in America, what we know, air quote, know about the banks, and what we air quote, know about energy and policy and governance and everything else, is what we're told. It's the same thing with China. What we know about China is what we're told. And to a lesser extent, what we can observe. But by and large, what we're told. And if you think the Chinese Communist Party is putting out accurate data on anything, you're probably smoking some pretty good dope. So China might appear to be stable from a financial standpoint because the CCP said so. But the CCP also said that next to nobody died of COVID in China. And we know that that's not, is that a tactical grab and go lantern? It is. That's a real lantern. I love this rabbit hole. Let's party here for a minute. We have probably a dozen and a half of these around the house. They're filled with kerosene. And if/when the power goes out, super simple. Light the lamps, and they've got these reflective mirrors behind them. They throw light into the room. And these are just, they're just kerosene lanterns. And we have some that are yay big and some that are super big, as well as several oil lamps around the house. So Oklahoma being prone to tornadoes and being prone to Oklahoma, sometimes the grid's less reliable than you want it to be. And so part of our preps is we have literal gallons upon gallons of lamp oil and kerosene, and we have a dozen and a half lanterns. And so when the power goes out, we go old school. I can see from where I'm sitting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just in this area right here. We light them up and we party old school. So yes, that is a tactical grab and go lantern, but really it lives here. We just have them on hooks on the wall. So back to the CCP in China, believing that they have nothing more than altruistic motivations in the Middle East is 100% hogwash. Additionally, Xi is on this propaganda path of trying to paint himself as this great world leader that is going to unify and bring peace all around the world. And that, of course, is in China's best interest because A, it's demoralizing to the United States. B, it tarnishes the reputation of the United States. So here we are. Oklahoma Sooner, appreciate you. Thank you. They are cute, like a prepper castle. Oh, thank you. Cute is what I go for. I'm really big on that saucin'. Some Walmart, some Dietz. Oh, hey, Hami Biscuits, my lovely wife. So here we are. China pursues no selfish interest whatsoever in the Middle East, end quote. Though it should be noted that China's largest trading partners in that region are Saudi Arabia and Iran. Why? Because they import energy. Like, whoa, bro. Moreover, experts have pointed out that both Iran and China have a common goal, putting an end to U.S. influence in the region. Now, for those that have maybe been living under a rock for the last couple of decades or four decades or longer, the United States and Iran don't exactly get along. We're not really buddies. And the same could really be said for China, especially here in the recent past. The United States and China were not exactly buddies. But China and Iran are. China and Saudi Arabia are. And the United States, to the extent that we've had a relationship with the Kingdom of Saud, the Saudi Arabians, who 70 years ago were camel herders in the desert and then found some oil and today are one of, if not the richest per capita nations on the face of the earth. We're not friendly with Saudi Arabia. We've just been in bed with them before. We need each other economically, but we're not friendly. I don't know if anybody here remembers 9/11, but a bunch of Saudis attacked us, and then we went to war in Afghanistan and Iraq. So, hello, Texas Storm Kempo Karate. That's right, Palmetto Paratrooper, 19 Saudis, to be precise. Not only are U.S.-China tensions influencing the situation across the globe, but the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, Big E Gunner and Christopher Waterman, thank you both very much. Not only are U.S.-China tensions influencing the situation across the globe, but the conflict between Russia and Ukraine is also continuing to create international division. Off-grid your life. Finally changed my gym schedule, now able to catch a live brief while doing cardio. Nice. Today's brief is apparently going to be me reading super chats instead of the brief, but that's okay. I appreciate you. Appreciate y'all. What's up, Sergeant O'Reilly? It's been a hot minute since I've seen you around. Maybe I just have been missing you in the chat. Let's see. The conflict between Russia and Ukraine is also continuing to create international division. U.S.-sourced reports have alleged that, quote, rounds of Chinese ammunition, end quote, had been found on Ukraine battlefields. And China has replied by pointing the finger at the U.S. for supplying weapons. It's kind of, we being the Americans don't really have a leg to stand on by saying, oh no, there's Chinese munitions on the battlefield in Ukraine. Bro, there's a lot of American and NATO munitions on the battlefield of Ukraine too. How do I change my username for this chat? I have no idea, buddy. I have no idea. Vince Campione. I mean, what are you going to change it to? Vinny C? That'd be cool. Then we'll be like, it's Vinny C. What's up, Vinny C? You know, we go straight up Goomba on it. I'll get you some nice olive oil, you know, some Parmigiano Reggiano, maybe a calzone. It'll be great. Grease your hair, slick it back. Yeah, maybe like a leather jacket. I know, all the stereotypes. Russia has received over $12 million worth of drones from China. No, no, $12 million worth of drones. Oh, it sounds like a lot, but $196 billion U.S. taxpayer dollars have been dedicated to the war effort in Ukraine thus far. Jason Lord, racist. Hey, man, if the stereotype fits, just saying. So Russia has sent, Russia has received over $12 million worth of drones from China. Now the United Kingdom is planning to send armor-piercing tank rounds containing depleted uranium to Ukraine, despite Russia's warning that doing so would be treated as tantamount to using a nuclear dirty bomb. That's just sheer stupidity. What's up, SOE? I want a calzone. Edward, thank you so much, Edward. You know, SOE, maybe we'll make some calzones when I see you this weekend. You, me, and Snowbird, we'll just get together. We'll have a calzone party. Let's see. We need flour, yeast, warm water, salt, olive oil to make the dough. 3-hour rise time. If you're on Patreon, you probably saw the video. Thank you, Oklahoma Sooner. If you're on Patreon, you probably saw the video on how to make pizza dough and bread dough. So, how much potassium iodide does one need to store? For example, a family of four, two adults, two children under 10, I'd get three bottles, one for each adult, and then the two children under 10 would be on half rations on potassium iodide, and that would get you essentially, three bottles would be essentially a two-month supply. Some people like to have a lot more than that on hand. I personally have 20 bottles. Myself personally. Now, I also have been in the game for a long time. I know John's got the kitchen for it. I also want to give a special shout out to this one fly that is hell-bent on being part of the brief today. And while I appreciate you, living organism, given the opportunity, I will kill you. So, I got enough for friends. That's right, Philip James. That's right. So, Russia is saying if the United Kingdom sends depleted uranium rounds to Ukraine, that would be tantamount to using a nuclear dirty bomb. This is straight up retarded. What's up, Brother Steven? Straight up retarded. Depleted uranium rounds have been in service for a long time, and the reason for that is they're heavy. They're heavy. And the heavier the round is, the greater sectional density it has, the more likely it is to penetrate armor. Thumbs up or slacking. Thank you, Tad Van Zandt and NWA Prepper. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, if you throw a thumbs up, that actually helps helps us battle the YouTube algorithmic robots while I use knife hands and ninja moves to attempt to kill this fly. I'm going to move my drinks out of the AO so that if I smash it, I don't knock my coffee or my water over. All right, Fly. From now on, we are enemies, you and I. Any Children of Bodom fans in the chat? Anybody? Or perhaps Amadeus, the masterpiece about Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, where Salieri realizes that Mozart is a better musician than he is, and he swears to God that from now on, we are enemies, you and I. And then that was sampled by Children of Bodom at the intro. Thank you, sweetie.
Where is it?
Don't hit me with that. You better knock it off. Simmer down, lady. My wife has arrived with the fly swatter. I am armed and dangerous.
We're going back outside.
Dual wielding.
Oh, wait. It's in the hallway.
It's in the hallway. Well, here you go.
Hang on. I flew back this
way. Take your device. The best. This is the best prepper intelligence channel on the face of the
earth. Stock up on your fly swatters, people.
Yep. Yep.
Fly swatters and fly tips. Although, be cautious if you have a six-year-old with long, curly hair.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. All right. So, Russia's saying if the UK sends depleted uranium rounds to Ukraine, that will be treated as tantamount to using a nuclear dirty bomb. That's an actual quote from Russia. Russia's defense minister has warned that fewer and fewer steps are remaining before a, quote, nuclear collision between Russia and the West breaks up. Predictive programming, anybody? Yeah. Depleted uranium rounds are not dirty bombs. They're not dirty bombs. They're armor-piercing rounds. Leaders from Japan and China recently visited. Thank you, Joseph. Recently visited opposing capitals. Oh, I see you. Now I got to put a notch on this hat. That's right, Bert. Exactly, RL. RL, do you even A10, bro? Leaders from Japan and China recently visited opposing capitals. Japan's prime minister visited Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, and Xi Jinping visited Moscow, the capital of Russia. While the U.S. has urged Xi to hold Putin accountable, Xi has been given a warm welcome in Russia, where he hopes to score another diplomatic victory, mediating between Ukraine and Russia. Again, this is another, you know, China, the great unifier, you know, tactic that they're looking to make here. Once again, trade between Russia and China may be a key factor, having greatly increased in the last year. Between $110 and $120 billion worth of Russian exports have been sent to China in the last year, and Russia has received between $70 and $80 billion worth of Chinese imports. Rare footage of a bear on the hunt for an elusive fly. Yeah. That fly is brave. It must identify as a bee. Yeah. R.I.P. Alexei Leho. Man, Alexei was, he was a talent, wasn't he? There's unfortunately too many people that just end up dying in the metal sphere. Yeah, heavy metal and a long life don't often go together. Children of Bodom. Yep, I remember the first time I heard Children of Bodom, I was like, I don't know what this is, but this shit rocks. So let's look at some Russian propaganda today regarding these depleted uranium rounds from RT. UK's depleted uranium plan threatens all of Europe, according to Moscow. The Ukrainian conflict could descend into a fight to the last European, a top Russian lawmaker has warned. The British decision to supply depleted uranium munitions to Kyiv is part of a dangerous trend that makes the Ukraine conflict a threat to the whole of Europe, said Russian State Duma Chairman Vyacheslav Volodin. Quote, the war to the last Ukrainian could become a war to the last European, end quote, the politician said in a social media post. Numerous Russian officials have claimed that Kyiv's Western backers are prepared to sacrifice every Ukrainian for their geopolitical interests. Propaganda, talking points. Volodin argued that Kyiv's acquisition of depleted uranium munitions, which can contaminate the battlefield and cause health risks for generations to come, could become a stepping stone to even more dangerous weapons. The next step, quote, could be the use of a dirty bomb by the Kyiv regime or the deployment of a tactical nuclear weapon, end quote, added Volodin. Now, Russia has been talking about that possibility for over a year, with the Ukrainians saying the Russians could nuke us, with NATO saying, oh, the Russians have nukes, they could use them, with everybody in the prepper sphere saying Russia could possibly nuke us, but maybe we should nuke them first. Nuke, 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 nukey, nukey, nuke, nuke, nuke. Yeah, and then Russia saying, yeah, but the Ukrainians could nuke themselves or set off dirty bombs and then blame it on the Russians. And also remember that the Russians, what, on day five of the war, knocked a hole in the protective dome over Chernobyl? So, military prowess on either side is low. President Vladimir Putin expressed concern about the British decision earlier this week, warning that Russia, quote, will be forced to react accordingly, bearing in mind that the collective West has already started the use of weapons with a nuclear component, end quote. This is straight up stupidity designed to create a talking point to reintroduce the concept of nuclear weapons. Depleted uranium rounds don't explode. They're not bombs. They're big, heavy bullets. That's what they do. And the reason they use depleted uranium, it's already spent its nuclear fissile material, is because it's heavy. And the heavier the round, again, the greater sectional density that it has, better ballistic coefficient, the more likely it is to penetrate something like a tank or an armored vehicle, because it's freaking heavy. It has a lot more energy because force is mass times acceleration. So the more mass we can put in the projectile and the faster we can accelerate it, the more force it's going to have when it hits. This is like, you know, middle school math. This is easy stuff. So depleted uranium rounds are not dirty bombs. They're not nuclear weapons. This is complete and utter stupidity. The Russian military claimed last October that two organizations in Ukraine had been given instructions to build so-called dirty bombs using materials that Kyiv had access to since it was part of the Soviet Union. That's interesting. The Russian Defense Ministry, totally believable, previously provided a list of locations in Ukraine where nuclear fuel and nuclear waste is held, including Chernobyl, that Russia had temporary control of and depleted the structural integrity of. A dirty bomb has a conventional explosive core surrounded by a radioactive jacket that, when detonated, causes serious contamination. Kyiv denied the allegations and invited the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN's nuclear watchdog, to inspect several of its atomic facilities, including the Eastern Mineral Enrichment Plant in Dnipropetrovsk region and the Institute for Nuclear Research in the Ukrainian capital. IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi, reported in November that monitors found no evidence of undeclared activities at those two locations or a third site, a rocket building plant in the city of Dnipro. The British government announced on Monday that it will send Ukraine armor-piercing rounds containing depleted uranium, alongside previously promised Challenger 2 main battle tanks. Armor-piercing rounds. These are not nuclear weapons, and anybody that says that they are nuclear weapons is a moron. Just while on the same page here. China needs Russian fresh water over in the northeastern provinces. Yeah, China needs everything. Like, they need everything. Dirty bombs, John the Gunny. Dirty bombs have a small area of effectiveness, but are also a challenge for cleanup. Yeah, they deny an area. They deny an area. Part of the reason that I don't think nukes are on the table tactically in Ukraine is one does not nuke something they want to occupy. One nukes something, A, to send a message, and B, to deny that area to the enemy. Russia wants to occupy all of Ukraine. Their strategic initiatives are not to take and hold Ukraine. It's to take and hold Ukraine so they can move further west and north through Ukraine. And also, why are they so interested in Ukraine? The water, the infrastructure, the grain, the demography, the manufacturing base. If you nuke it, guess what you don't have anymore? All those things that motivated you to occupy the territory in the first place. That's right, Stephen, food. That was nice of YouTube to not notify me. Yeah. You know, I do a post on Patreon every time I go live saying, hey, I'm going live and here's the link so that people can find it. It's one of the reasons. Nukes will definitely vibe check all armor. Yeah, but I just don't think nukes are really on the table right now. Doesn't make sense. You have to get into the cult of personality, one psychopath leading a nation argument in order for nukes to illogically make sense in this conflict. And we, the West and many others, like to paint the picture that, you know, Russia is a one-man government, it's Vladimir Putin, and China is a one-man government, it's Xi Jinping. Well, that's like saying the United States is a one-man government, it's Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. The president, the leader, matters, but not so much, because think about Putin, right? Putin has advisors, Xi has advisors, Biden has advisors. Are they great people, terrible people? They're probably not the greatest people, the advisors for any of these world leaders. But there is still some rational thought. There's also the will of the people that has to be considered, right? You need a mandate from the people in order to do things like this. And we know that Russia's special military operation in Ukraine is not terribly popular with the Russian people. It's definitely not popular with the Ukrainian people. It's not terribly popular with the American people. And so the cult of personality argument that it's one man running the show for a span of land that has 11 time zones in it. Yeah. But not to the point where one dude gets to hit the big red button. So, we'll see. And also, Russian propaganda from RT. Another 50 U.S. banks could fail, says ex-Lehman vice president. The former senior executive says the Fed must cut rates and guarantee deposits held by regional lenders. Now, it sounds like the Fed might do that. Sounds like the Fed might guarantee all bank accounts, regardless of how much how much fiat currency they contain. And that's being done, or would be done, in an effort to maintain slash restore consumer confidence in the United States banking system. So why are we screaming? I know, Tom. Simmer down. It's okay. No yelling. Lots of people, including Elon Musk, are saying that the Fed needs to do this. Question. If the Fed is capable of bailing out every other bank in the United States of America, what does that say about how much money the Fed has as compared to everybody else? Or if they don't have the money, where are they going to get it? Well, they'd print it, Bear. They don't even print it anymore. There's been, in the last 10 days or so, there's been several clips of these Fed Fed boys talking about how they literally just punch it into the computer because printing money costs money. So they just pull up the computer and they just change the amounts digitally in people's accounts. They generate money by punching numbers on a computer. If that doesn't cause inflation, I don't know what does. So the idea here is that the Fed would guarantee every deposit in every American bank, regardless of the quantity of money in each bank account across the board, to increase consumer confidence. And in order to be able to do that, they might have to just literally gin up some money out of thin air, which could cause this inflation that we're experiencing to become hyperinflationary, which has to, of course, be balanced against interest rates, because everybody, Wells Fargo just came out and said by the middle of 2023, they expect a recession in the United States of America, but said recession should be done by the beginning of 2024. I mean, we'll see, won't we? But I think we could argue right now we're already in a recession. So how much worse does it have to get before we officially call it a recession? And what does how much worse look like? Been saying for a hot minute now, but I'll say it again. It's a great day to do basic prepper stuff. It's just a great day to do basic prepper stuff, man. I'm not saying put your life on hold. It is not, at least by my estimation, time to put the helmet on and get in the bunker. But know where the helmet is, because you might need it. Back to this RT article. The banking crisis could swallow another 50 regional lenders in the U.S. if the country's authorities don't take appropriate steps to resolve structural issues, former vice president at Lehman Brothers, Lawrence McDonald, has said in an interview with RAA Novosti, which is, you know, Russian propaganda. And we all know that Lehman Brothers has a stellar track record when it comes to avoiding bank collapses, hyperinflation, recession, depression, etc. Quote, policymakers will most likely be forced to introduce a much larger withholding to maintain outflows of deposits from bank accounts that significantly exceed $250,000, he said. The collapse of Lehman Brothers, which caused funding markets to seize up and made it hard for global lenders to get a hold of U.S. dollars, marked the beginning of the global financial crisis in 2008. According to McDonald, the current problems challenging the U.S. banking sector are very similar to those preceding the infamous collapse of the financial giant. More of the same, possibly. The former executive added that U.S. regional banks are expected to lose hundreds of billions of dollars, with these funds inevitably moving to larger lenders and then to treasury bonds. And the increased investment in treasury bonds is usually an indicator of high inflation and looming recession. The U.S. authorities will have to heavily boost deposit guarantees compared to the existing ones, McDonald said. On Tuesday, several media outlets reported that officials at the U.S. Department of Treasury were discussing increasing deposit insurance in case of deterioration in the banking sector. The step will reportedly require funds from the Treasury Department's Exchange Stabilization Fund. McDonald accused Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell of following inadequate policies and tightening monetary policy. Quote, they seem to be smoking in a dynamite shed. 10 days ago, Powell on Capitol Hill told us that the banking system was okay. He either lied or did not understand what he was doing, the former banker suggested. According to McDonald, the Fed will have to cut rates and then have a deposit guarantee, a larger one. Quote, that's what they're going to come up with. That's a bailout. That's basically the federal government taking on bank deposit risk, he concluded. So nothing to see here. Everything's fine. The banks are stable. And if they're not stable, don't worry. The government will bail them out. It'll be fine. No big deal. No big deal. NBD. Big stretch. That's the brief for today. Friday morning's brief may or may not be on air. I will be in Camden, Tennessee, in preparation for the Self-Reliance Festival at SOE Tactical Headquarters on Friday morning. And so I don't know if or when or where from I will be doing the brief, but we will find out. it could be cool to do it at SOE, but I'm not going to impose. We'll see what happens. Of course, on Patreon, I will post the written brief, whether or not I get to do it live here on YouTube. And again, I'll say it one more time. I don't even know if they've sold out yet. In fact, I'll go look right now before I tell you again. www.refugemedical.com. Go over here. Oh, look at that. Beautiful American-made Stompbag 2.0. That thing's gorgeous. Okay. Apparently, there's still some potassium iodide left. If you haven't gotten yours, now's the time to do it because that stuff sells out uber-duber fast. Now, less than 30 in stock. Thanks, Liberty. We had 100 when we started the show this morning. So, Bear, how can I become a vendor? Tom Clark, email sales@refugemedical.com, and we are happy to have that conversation. Mike Bergman just bought more KIO3. Appreciate you. Thank you, Shelbean. Morning, Mark Chase. All right. If you're one of those folks, one of those fine Americans that jumps off when it's time to talk about how to support the show, this is your loving cue to beat feet, skedaddle, get out of here, have a blessed day, shalom. As for everybody else, we're going to talk about the value that we bring outside of this free show that we do three times a week, bringing the intel to you and how you can support the show. Do you ever plan on doing training in New Yorkistan? Army vet Chris, don't hold your breath, but I will say that there's a slight possibility based upon some private classes that we're very likely doing in the fall. Yeah. What's up, Cindy P? Good morning, sister. Shalom. All right. How to support the show. This morning on Patreon, we talked about the census and the draft. So, if you want my thoughts on what would Bear do if there was a draft here in the United States of America, you'll find that content on Patreon. Patreon is $5 per month. There's a minimum of 20 exclusive pieces of content per month. Exclusive, like we'll never see the light of day here on YouTube. Because of the subject matter, because of the exclusivity, because of the depth of relationship. All the really good stuff lives over on Patreon. Does Refuge sell Jocko products? Some, yes, Bill Coffey, they do. Prayer is a form of support as well. That's correct, Jason. Thank you. All right. So, you can find links in the description to all this stuff. Be sure to check us out on Patreon. It also functions as an alternative to YouTube, that if/when YouTube decides to give me a third channel strike and rip me off the air, I'll still be over on Patreon. All right. So, that's the Patreon portion. RefugeMedical.com. Check out this cool bag. This is not available for sale, so don't lose your stuff. Look at this cool bag. One of our sew shops produced. Tactically Torah, Tato, asked one of our guys, Dan, for a gym bag. And Dan made him one of these that was his is multicam. And then Tato's wife got one in Coyote. This is a Nods pouch. Don't look at that. And then this one was laying on the shelf in red. And I was like, that thing's so cool, I want it. So it's got the center divider. It's got pockets over here, pocket in the middle, pocket here. It's got a zip pocket and Molly on the lid. Then it's got these two end pockets, one here, one here. We're gonna have them add a plastic stabilizer to the bottom so it sits flat. But I love it. I think it's super cool. Super cool bag. So, and of course, you know, made in America, because that's how we roll. But inside of there, what I wanted to show you was this little guy. These the Arc. This is the advanced Ripaway kit. These are hard to come by. These are harder to find than hen's teeth, and they're in stock currently at refugemedical.com. As is the Bearfac, as is pretty much everything else, and they're all HSA and FSA eligible. The way this works, so it's MOLLE compatible on the back, but it also has these straps right here, so you can mount this to the headrest of your vehicle if you so choose. Makes a great vehicle kit, but also a tactically operating like an operator kit for your plate carrier, war belt, chest rig, etc. If they have not drone strikes us, use our studio. Roger that, SOE. That'd be fun. Maybe you want to join Friday morning if you're available. We can have that chat when I see you. So this is the ARC, Advanced Ripaway Kit. You pop this buckle like so. You grab the red handle, and then you rip it away. So what's cool about this is if this is on your kit, you can pull your first aid kit off and put it where you need it, or you can leave this attached, pop it open, and let it dangle like so. Now, speaking of dangle, we also have a dangler adapter right here. I run one of these on my chest rig, dangles underneath the front of my chest rig, or you can use the dangler attachment and run it on your plate carrier as well, if you so choose to do that. What's cool about this, right? We got our cat tourniquet on the outside. We got our shears on the inside. We've got a Sharpie here. You can add a decompression needle at checkout if you want. Of course, made in the United States of America, guaranteed forever, exceeds military specification, blah, blah, blah. But this has all your cool guy stuff in it. Chest seals, wound packing gauze, quick clot. And it's got two of everything. So you can treat one really bad casualty or two standard casualties. More chest seals down here, nasal pharyngeal airway, fold flat, triangular bandage. And then we've got an S-mark bandage in here, like a compression wrap as well. Gloves, etc., etc., etc. This one here, I'm going to be giving away on Patreon. It will be dangling from one of 10 in existence saw chest rigs that I'm currently putting through its paces on for T&E to give some data back to Brother Cody at Sojourn Gear. And then when I get done beating the piss out of it, I'll be giving it to one of y'all on Patreon. We will select somebody at random as we always do. One of the perks of being on Patreon. But this is the ARC, the Advanced Ripaway Kit. It's a super arch algorithm, massive bleeding airway, respiratory, circulation, head injury, hypothermia, everything else. HSA, FSA eligible, makes a great tactical kit, but also a great vehicle kit. And they come in all the colors, right? Red for civilian applications, motor vehicle applications, OD green, multicam, black, etc., etc. So wanted to show you guys that. Super proud of that kit. Our brother Twitch came up with that kit, the concept, and then we prototyped it and put it into development, and it's a big deal. And a portion of the proceeds from each ARC actually helps fund the good works that Twitch is doing around the world as basically an international missionary, teaching people about the Father and teaching TCCC to people who need to know it so that they don't get shot, stabbed, blown up in a war zone. So what's in the canine kit? Oh, canine stuff. Canine stuff that also independently verified will work on human beings. And you look at a kit like the Mastiff. You know, that has like an IV start set and fluids, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, you know, for if your dog gets dehydrated, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yep. Lots of cool stuff. M81 Woodland. You know, Tyler, we've done runs of kits in M81 Woodland. And what I've found is the M81 Woodland crowd is very loud, but there's not a whole bunch of y'all because we've done proprietary runs of kits in M81 Woodland and then watched it sit on the shelf for months because everybody who said they wanted M81 Woodland didn't buy it. And that was obnoxious. Shema Christianity. Will Refuge Training ever offer continuing education units for those of us in the med field? Tour Observant Medwife asking. We're working on that. So Refuge Training, if you're in law enforcement, our classes are nationally post-accredited, CLEAT certified, CLEFT certified, and T-POST, T-COL, yada, 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 counts as training hours for those things. And then depending on which department you're a part of for fire and EMS, they can count as continuing education as well. But our curriculum is based upon the National College of Surgeons and the Committee for Tactical Combat Casualty Care guidelines and directives, and vastly exceeds the nationally recognized Stop the Bleed protocol. So my Refuge medical IFACs were such a ripoff. They saved both my dogs. Stop the Bleed after tall grass cut the pads to hell. So haters don't need first aid, apparently. Yeah, dude, they're terrible kits. I don't recommend anybody buys them. What's up, Norse Agorist? They're terrible. You definitely shouldn't buy one of these. Nobody should buy one of these because they're horrendous. I mean, who wants a kit that's like not made with child slave labor in a sweatshop overseas? You know, like we should support that instead. You know, who wants a kit that's actually made by Americans? It's terrible. Who wants a first aid kit that actually works, that's like actually saved 69 people's lives? That's ridiculous. I just want some price point bullshit. You know what I mean? I don't even want a real Gen 7 CAT tourniquet. I want a fake one. Like I want like a Rhino Rescue tourniquet or a Chinese knockoff or, you know, what, some garbage. That's what I want personally, is some garbage. I don't care that this nylon was made here in the United States of America, even a little bit. Like, I don't care about that at all. I don't care that there's North American Rescue components in here, the best in the industry. I want trash. You know, I want to save $20 because that's really going to matter when my wife is bleeding out. You know, like, it's going to be terrible. I don't want a kit that actually works. I just want to save a couple of bucks. So that's what's going on with Refuge Medical today. KIO3, potassium iodide in stock. A whole bunch of first aid kits in stock. The Stomp Bag 2.0, all-American made Stomp Bag, which is the biggest, best first aid kit we've ever made, is on pre-order. So you can find that at the store as well. Recommend you check that out. Bare Facts, Bare Minimums, ARCs, Adventure Kits, Stomps, Canine Kits, the new Refuge Bleeding Prevention Kit, all in stock. All HSA and FSA eligible. So tourniquet and name only. That's right, Mark Chase. So that's what's happening with refugemedical.com. I'm going to put this cool stuff back in my gym bag, air quote. Although here lately, my gym has been my driveway. Let's see. Put my money where my mouth is, Brother Bear. Caleb House hoodie purchased. I appreciate you. Praise y'all for good works. Amen. Thank you, brother. Does NAR sell your kits? They look similar. No, NAR has asked to sell our kits. And while we have a very good relationship with North American Rescue, we're in their top three vendors nationally, to give you an idea of the scope and scale at which we're operating currently. We have declined the opportunity to provide our kits for sale through North American Rescue. So, yeah. Part of which is bandwidth. I want to be able to have kits available for y'all. That's a big part of what we do. I want good kits in the hands of good people who are going to do good works with them. If we cross-post our stuff with North American Rescue, I'll probably be out of stock forever. That doesn't really help you in the Bear Nation very much. Just like I have the opportunity right now to send pallets of stuff every day to Ukraine. From a business standpoint, that'd probably be wise because everybody's marking their stuff up 50 to 100% to send it to Ukraine. For example, this $30 CAT tourniquet is $70 in Ukraine. Yes, Tom, chem engineer, Alice clips do fit on the back of ARCs. This is $70 in Ukraine. Okay. So it's a 233% markup. This one thing. Part of that illustrates you should get this stuff now while you can. But then part of it also is like, is it war profiteering? Yeah, you know, supply and demand. The demand's incredibly high and the supply is limited, right? So therefore the price goes up. But I could be sending pallets of stuff to Ukraine every day, and we've chosen not to. The only stuff I've sent to Ukraine thus far was in the rucksacks of four individuals who marched it across the border from Poland into Ukraine so that it wouldn't be confiscated by the Ukrainian government so they could train TCCC with people who needed it on the front lines. So while myriad business opportunities abound for Refuge Medical, there's some that we've specifically chosen not to engage in so that we can maintain an inventory for y'all. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. Refuge training is, where are they today? They're headed towards Tennessee. They will be in Camden, Tennessee this weekend at Self-Reliance Festival. I think there's still some tickets available for Self-Reliance Festival as well as for the Refuge Responder 1 courses that we're doing in Tennessee. Yeah, there's a couple slots left in Tennessee. So if you're near Camden, Tennessee, or plan on being near Camden, Tennessee this weekend, dropping a link in the chat now. We are training on Friday, and Refuge will have a booth set up Friday and Sunday at Self-Reliance Festival. And I will be speaking Sunday at 11:15 in the big circus tent at Self-Reliance Festival and in Camden, Tennessee at SOE headquarters. So we'll be out there with Refuge training, and then I think they come home for a brief stint, and then I believe they're in Orlando at WAFT, West Orlando Firearms Training, Tactical Disneyland. So check that out. There's dates up on the website at refugetraining.com. And lastly, but certainly not least, grindstoneministries.com. And so my brother Saw has an awesome shirt, Facts Not Feelings, a portion of the proceeds of which go to Build Caleb House, which is our restoration facility for juvenile human trafficking survivors. My brother Rex has the Real Dope shirt, also through Sanctified Supply Co., that a portion of the proceeds there go to benefit the building of Caleb House. We have our Caleb House long sleeves, t-shirts, and hoodies available. Links are all in the description to help us build Caleb House. We are 10% funded for Caleb House. We need 1.5. We're 10% funded. Now, we've done that because of y'all. Bless you and thank you. And what we've done is we've taken a portion of the money that we have in the bank account and set that aside for operating costs for the ongoing care of the 24 kids ages 1 to 19 that we currently have in our care. And we've set that aside because I don't want to get in a position where, oh no, we don't have the money to do the thing that we said that we would do. You know, primary mission is take care of the kids, the ones we already have. Secondary mission is build Caleb House. Tertiary, rescue more kids. Got to have a place to put them. So that's why we're building Caleb House. And if you want to plug in with that, you can visit grindstoneministries.com, hit the link in the description. And there's more information there. There's opportunities to plug in. You can sign up for our newsletter. See a lot of people always asking for updates, what's happening with Caleb House. Sign up for the newsletter with Caleb House. And if you feel so moved, there's an option for online giving there as well. So that's what we got going on today. I appreciate y'all super duper much. Please share the show with somebody you love. Thank you for supporting our small businesses. When you need something medical related, please remember Refuge Medical. You need medical training, please remember Refuge Training. You need some cool swag, please remember Grindstone. You need good prepper intel based upon a lifetime of experience, obviously, please remember Bear Independent. I appreciate y'all. I hope y'all have a blessed day, I'm out of here. Shalom.